Hi, this is Kara from the Pure Rock Shop, and you're listening to 91.7 FM WNJR in Pittsburgh. Today we have Sammy Lee from the Virginia-based Red Rain on the line. Hey, Sammy, how are you today?
I'm fine. How are you? And thank you for having me.
I'm doing well, Sammy. Thanks for joining us. You know, dealing with a little rest post-Monsters of Rock cruise, but hanging in there. You know, it's hard to believe it's been about 2 years since we first debuted Not That Way on the radio here at 91.7 FM. Time sure flies.
I mean, it really does. That is amazing. It seems like yesterday that you and I had spoken about that and y'all were going to put it in rotation or play it. So, time does fly. Unbelievable.
Yeah. So tell us what you guys have been up to in support of the new EP. I heard that you have a new single out.
Well, we do. So we've been, since we debuted the song on your station, we've been playing a lot of shows, trying to get the word out about the band. Live performances really go a long way. When you play live, it gets people to follow you, I think, even more. Meeting people on the road, which is great. So what we've done is we've sort of had a methodical plan on what we're going to do. Shows are obviously number one. We are also currently writing new material. But just to step back from it, we played a lot of shows last year. We toured with Tesla a little bit last year. We played with some other big names like Dawkins. Obviously, we played with Dawkins last year. Actually, it's a year to the day we were back up at Churchill's playing with Dawkins.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So what we've done is we did that, and our last show last year was in September. And then we came back, took a little time off, again, started the writing process, and then now it's the new year, and it's back to shows again. So coming next week with Winger at Jurgles will be our first show of 2019.
So you'll get to perform in front of another sold-out crowd there at Jurgles. Winger is already packed, so we can expect to have some fun there. Good local audience here in Pittsburgh with Red Beach, being our local guitar guy. So we always get a good crowd here for Winger.
Yeah, we're excited. Our first show up there at Jurgles was with Dawkins last year, and met a lot of great people up there, a lot of great rock fans. Which is awesome. It's so great to meet and talk to people. So coming back a second time, we know a little bit what to expect that crowd, but I'm sure it's going to be another great crowd, and we couldn't be happier that that's our first show of 2019.
Yeah, the nice thing about that venue is it's right off of the turnpike, so you get some people from north of Pittsburgh and even into Ohio coming to the shows as well. So,
yeah.
So it's a good crowd. So what do you guys have planned later this year? Any summer tour plans yet?
Well, so what we do is we're coming up Saturday, then we come back home to Richmond for about a month, and then we are hitting, as of right now, two shows with Tesla again. We're going back out with Tesla.
Cool.
So our first show is April 26th in Erie, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And then April 28th in Baltimore. So that's on the books.
Mm-hmm.
We are working on many, many projects and many shows. Obviously, you can't say anything until the contracts are signed and the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted. But yeah, there's more shows in the works. And that's really the game plan, is to play shows. We had our team got together, publicist, booker, other people that helped the band. And, we just try to have a strategy. And the strategy, I think it all comes back to play as many shows as you can, get in front of as many people as you can, and meet as many people as you can. So we're kind of living by that motto.
Yeah, I think you guys have a unique perspective because you've been in the real world a bit first. Any other advice you would give to young bands that are just starting out in the industry, aside from obviously playing live shows, which is really the best way to get the music heard?
I think that is the best way. I also think, and again, we took a different path. I think that if you're going to go out and do a little bit of what we're doing, and then there's a lot of bands out there, a lot of great bands doing it, but if you're going to be an all-original band and you're really not going to play a cover tune or two, which we don't do, you better be passionate about what you're doing. If you're looking for fame or money, as one and two, and then playing live three, you will fail. Your star, as they say, your star will shine less bright. I think you have to be passionate about it. You had to be passionate about the songs that you play, what you present to people who come see you, and you have to be a little bit of everything. You have to be a musician. You have to be a driver because you travel. You have to be a roadie, your own roadie, because we do it all.
Right.
And then after the show's done, you need to make it a point to go out and handshake and talk to as many people as you can. And that's one thing that we stress, is to meet as many people as we can. I feel like, you know, my motto is, whether somebody pays $100, $10, $1, or 1 cent to come see you, they've earned the right for your time. Whether it be 5 minutes, but they've earned that right.
Yeah. Well, you know, that definitely goes a long way into making those personal connections for people to support you going forward. So I give you props for that, because,
thank you.
You know,
the funny thing is, listen, I mean, it doesn't always have to be roses either. I mean, people come up and go, hey, you know, I really don't like that song. I don't care. As long as you listen to the music, that's all I care about. You don't have to like it. It may not be for everybody, but, you know, I don't want people to think that if they don't really like everything we do, that they can't come say hi or tell us.
Right.
You know? Some people give their opinions, like, well, you should do this and this song, and that's great. You know, we're not going to change our style, but I listen to anybody that has an opinion and anybody that wants to talk. So I think that's as important as getting on stage.
So getting back to the, you know, the all original thing, is that something that you guys decided, you know, when you formed the band, that you didn't want to perform any cover songs? Because I'll tell you what, even seeing somebody as big as Pink out on tour, you know, we saw her about a week ago. She's doing cover songs.
Yep.
You know,
So Bubba and I started Red Rain. It was a brainchild that we had from a former band we were in. That Bubba and I were in, but I wanted to do, and I sat down with him and said, look, if we're going to do this again, this is what I want. I don't want to do covers. I don't. We're going to live and die by the sword. And you know what? We were lucky and fortunate enough that it caught on. It doesn't always happen like that. But,
yeah.
I would have, I don't know if I'd have been as happy, but I would have been happy knowing that if I wasn't going to play live again, because we all get older, and I didn't want to do the bar scene much anymore, that I was going to go out my way, which was going to be originals, and if people liked it, great. If they didn't, then I moved on. But we've been very fortunate that people have caught on to it and liked it. But yes, it was from day one we knew we weren't going to do any covers. We toyed with the idea of maybe doing a cover, and you know, we may down the road, I'd rather not, but you know, sometimes you like to throw a surprise in there. We may do it as a surprise, but it won't be the norm.
Okay. Well, so, you know, you've got the EP out with the live show. Are there any new songs that you've added with the writing you've been doing in the past year?
We have been writing. So our last show was in September of last year. We took a little time off. We have been writing. We probably will not present a newer song this show Saturday.
Okay.
I don't, you know, we're real meticulous. We try to be meticulous about what we put out. We want to make sure it's right. We haven't found that mix yet. I mean, some of the songs are almost finished, but we don't feel they're finished.
Okay.
And we're not going to half-ass it. So I doubt we'll play one Saturday night. We've mixed up the set a little bit. And it's been a year, so I'm not sure that people remember some of the stuff we played last year.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to be playing some songs off the EP, some of the songs off our old album, which was Chasing Shadows, and maybe a newer song to a lot of people who haven't heard us, but some people who've seen us lately is a new surprise.
Okay. So any timeline on when we can expect a new album from Red Rain?
New album may take a while. We are toying with the idea of putting out a new single.
Okay.
Sometime, maybe the end of the year. It's not that we don't have the material. Sometimes it's more than just having material when you have to record. But
yeah.
We will continue to discuss that. We are in discussions with that. I'd really like to get the songs out first. I'm hoping that we will present a new song on one of those Tesla shows that we were talking about.
Sure.
So that's the goal. And still it's received. I know that some of the demos we presented to Chip, our publicist, he's on board with. So that's always a good sign. And then we'll pass it on to, you know, our producer when we get to that point. So that's the plan. But but okay. You know, we're being real cautious because, you know, we feel like the product we put out speaks for itself, and I don't want to go backwards.
Okay. All right, cool. Well, we definitely look forward to catching you at Jurgle's opening for Winger. So hopefully people will get there early to get their spot in front of the stage for that sold out show. And we'll catch up with you again soon, maybe before that April show with Tesla and Erie, because that's not too far from us here in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, that would be great. And as always, I really do appreciate y'all helping us spread the word and having me on.
Absolutely, Sammy. Thanks for joining us on 91.7 FM WNJR Pittsburgh.
Thank you.